listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns. Get the latest information directly from the source. That's us. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for your Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. And we are everywhere. We're here in New York at the Radio Row for Super Bowl 48, Sunday between the Broncos and the Seahawks. And we are very pleased to be joined right now by Alex Shiner, the president of the Cleveland Browns. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Vic. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is a very, very big day, we know, for the Browns because of the partnership announced today, a little earlier today, with University Hospitals to be the official healthcare partner of the Browns for the next 10 years.
Yeah, it's very exciting, Vic. We've been working on this a long time. Could not be more thrilled to partner up with such a great local institution. And we think it'll be a very innovative partnership on the player health side. We've talked about things like nutrition and sleep and GPS tracking with our players, and we think UH will be a terrific partner in that area.
Yeah, and reading the press release today, one of the things it talks about is the innovative research and programs for healthcare and athletic performance geared to give the team a competitive advantage. That sounds pretty awesome. Can you talk a little bit about what that will entail?
I can, Nathan. You know, we think there's another step. But before I get into this, Nathan, where are you? Are you in your kitchen or something at home?
I'm in my home studio, yes.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
I'm worried
Thank
about you.
Yes. Oh, I appreciate that. It's very cold here.
But to answer your question, Nathan, we think there's another step to player health care out there. We really do. I think up until now in sports, there's been a lot of reactive player health care, and we think there's a way to be much more proactive and look at the player's health on the whole as 365 days a year. And UH is the perfect partner for us with all of their research capabilities.
I like
it. Yeah, and let's also talk about some football stuff with you while we got you here, because that's been a major, major topic, is putting together the coaching staff. And it seems like a whirlwind, obviously, since Mike Pettine was hired last week. But, Alec, could you update us on where things stand with the hiring of an offensive coordinator and putting together the rest of the staff?
Yeah, Mike's working hard back in Berea, and he's interviewing offensive coordinator candidates. Joe's involved. Mike Lombardi's involved. I feel confident that we'll have one relatively soon. We've met some great people, and it was a great process to go through. I know there was some impatience while we were going through the process, Vic, but we learned a lot, and I think we stuck to the process despite the fact that there was some negativity about how long it took. We really needed to find the best person for the job. Mm-hmm. I feel strongly that Mike is that.
Alec, I know you take a very analytical approach to things, and one of the things that I know you were very impressed with is the kind of intellectual acumen and football knowledge of Coach Pettine. Talk a little about some of the things that stood out to you, since this is really your first forum, build to discuss that with the fans of the Cleveland Browns.
I think Mike is a really intriguing guy, because the more time you spend with Mike Pettine, the more you realize that he's focused on whatever advantage he can gain on the offense or defensive side. And so he spends hours and hours looking for key little advantages that will make a big difference in the game. And it reminded me of Bill Belichick, The Education of a Coach by Halberstrom. A lot of what Pettine talks about, you see from Belichick previously in his career.
Alex Shiner, president of the Cleveland Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily as we broadcast from Radio Row Super Bowl 48. And Alec, a lot of things going on. You put together this deal with University Hospitals. We've got a stadium renovation going on. We got a new coach and coaching staff coming in. I mean, you're juggling a lot of stuff simultaneously here. Give us a sense of, you know, what things, because from the outside, people just fixate and focus on one thing. Okay, they got the head coach. Did they get the guy they wanted? And that's really, I know, the extent of what people talk about. But there's so much more going on with this Browns team going forward here.
Right. We've tried to get about 10 years worth of work into 1 year. We renovated our practice facility. We've overhauled our marketing staff and our sales staff. We're renovating our stadium. We've had two head coach searches. My wife, I think, is looking forward to seeing me, but I can't be sure about that.
Yeah. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
That's right.
That's for you, Nathan, because you're not here in New York.
That's right. My wife is thrilled to have me at the home right now.
All right. Alec, thank you so
much.
I wanted to ask one other thing. Yeah.
We're seeing, Alec, a shift. Two teams are now on board with this variable pricing. And I know the Browns aren't doing it for 2014, but just it's kind of an out-of-the-box concept that I think on the surface can make sense to a lot of people. What's your take on that and if it's a possibility for the Browns going forward?
Well, I wouldn't say that we've totally ruled it out for 14. It's unlikely that we'll do it in 14. I think variable pricing really has its place in sports. In the NFL, it's not as necessary as other sports because we only have 10 games.
Right.
And at some level, fans kind of expect that certain games will be worth more or less than other games. That said, I can see us doing it in the future. I think what you see from teams is they'll reduce the preseason, but then they'll increase other games and end up with an overall price increase.
Alec, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it. We're going to turn it over now to Peter Brumley. He is the Chief Marketing Officer for University Hospitals. And, Peter, first of all, welcome to the show. Welcome to New York. So glad to have you with us.
Thanks, Vic. It's great to be here.
And it's really great to hear about this partnership between the Browns and University Hospitals being the new official medical partner of the Browns. What does that mean to UH?
It really means a lot. I mean, our overall goal here is to do everything we possibly can to help the Browns bring home a national championship in the next coming years. And we view this opportunity in working with the Browns as a way to really truly redefine sports medicine in all aspects. And we really have had, it's been great fun already working with Joe Sheehan, the head trainer, obviously with Alec and his entire leadership staff, and really start doing a brainstorming. And in addition to the national search, it's been going on with a huge expression of interest from head doctors all over the, not only the NFL, but other professional sports. We've already been in the process of early design with the Browns in terms of what a complete program might look like. And what's been most fun in working with the Browns is that they really want to truly take player health to the next level. And so we kind of think of this in four major concepts. The first is we want it to be truly innovative. The second is we know that it needs to be absolutely comprehensive. The third is all the changes that need to be made need to be evidence-based. And the fourth, of course, that we really resonate with, it needs to be what we think of as patient-centered,
right,
or in the Browns' case, player-centered.
Okay.
And so when we think of either being innovative or evidence-based or comprehensive or obviously patient-centered or player-centered, we hit it off with the Browns right away. So it, to be honest about it, it's been really a lot of fun so far.
And this is going to be a 10-year partnership, so a lot of time to really harness, develop this program, and that is mutually beneficial but could ultimately play a role. That's what's exciting to me about this, that you guys can actually play a role in bringing a championship to Cleveland by giving them some type of physiological advantage over the competition.
That's right. And, in fact, it's not just physiological, you know, in terms of greater functionality and all that kind of stuff and fewer injuries and better overall shape. It's also emotional balance and nutrition and all kinds of things. I mean, I find it really fascinating, for example, that 60% of current and former NFL players have sleep apnea. Now, most people think that sleep apnea is just going to, impact your snoring or getting a good night's sleep, but it has really detrimental impacts on your entire cardiovascular system. And one of the neat things that's been going on is that UH has been leading up a team. In fact, it was just published in the New England Journal of Medicine that really takes a close look at sleep apnea and comes up with a new dynamic way of really preventing and dealing with sleep apnea, just as an example, so you don't have to wear those silly CPAP masks that everybody hates wearing.
Right.
So, and that's just one example. And then we can talk about brain injury and all the work that we're doing there. So we think this is going to be a very comprehensive and innovative way to approach overall player health.
Peter Brunleave, he is the Chief Marketing Officer for University Hospitals, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on a big day, a day when the Browns and UH form a partnership as the official medical partner and sponsor for the Cleveland Browns. Other than the difference of the name, seeing that name now as affiliated with the Browns, other than that name change, what will people notice about this partnership from the outside world?
Well, at first, it'll be a little hard to notice as we continue to co-create this, but let's be very clear. Cleveland has always been blessed with these two really, truly great world-class organizations.
Sure.
So what we're bringing to it, though, is the next level on the behalf and at the request of the Browns to be more interdisciplinary, more multidisciplinary. So we're going to bring more facets to player sports medicine than what the NFL's ever seen before. So this is, again, a way that we're going to be working with teams from all over the NFL, but particularly the Browns.
That's really
create an innovative program. I'm sorry?
I was going to say, only the best stuff for the Browns.
It really is.
Secrets right
it,
here in Cleveland.
And if you've been in Cleveland for 150 years like UH, you want your team to win, and it's just that simple.
Peter, it was an absolute pleasure to get to meet you and have you aboard here. Really, we're looking forward to a long and great partnership between UH and the Cleveland Browns, and I know Cleveland Browns Daily will be a part of this as well.
Thanks, Vic. Go Browns.
All right.
That's right.
He is Peter Brunlevy. He is the Chief Marketing Officer for University Hospitals, and he joins us here. We just heard from Alex Shiner, the team president of the Browns, giving us a breakdown of that and the coaching search. So a little update with that, and that is, be patient. They will get this thing done, and they will get this thing right. They are hard at work on that to assemble the rest of the coaching staff. We've got much more coming up from New York. You're going to hear from Brian Hoyer, Browns quarterback, wide receiver Josh Gordon, also from the Browns, to join us on Radio Row from Midtown Manhattan. Vic Carucci here, Nathan Zagura there in Northeast Ohio. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.